That's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank Sideshow Mel, Corporal Punishment, Tina Ballerina, oh, and from Knots Landing, Miss Donna Mills. Oh, she was a sport. We've had lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of fun, but now the time has come to go. If this still count was found dead in his bed tomorrow, I'd be in heaven still doing this show. See you some other time!
Great show, Krusty. I really laughed when you did
it. Yeah. Where's my nicotine gum? Oh, that's the stuff. Damn, I'm exhausted. Those kids were like ice out there.
You've got a 4:30 merchandising meeting.
Cancel it.
Therapist?
Cancel it.
Personal trainer?
Cancel it.
The opening line on the Giants is 5.5.
Put a dime on it.
Thank you, dinner with Bart Simpson.
I don't know any Bart Simpson.
Krusty, he's the boy who saved you from jail.
Well, we made a terrible, terrible mistake. Won't happen again.
Well, there was one boy who trusted me all along. Bart?
Yes, sir?
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Cancel it.
Hello?
Mrs. Simpson?
This is Lois Pennycandy, Krusty the Clown's executive assistant.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Pennycandy.
It's Miss Pennycandy, I can assure you. I'm sorry to inform you that Krusty will once again not be joining Bart for dinner.
Oh, dear. This is the fifth time he's canceled. How can he hurt someone who loves him so?
Oh, Mrs. Simpson, I've wasted my womanhood asking that same question.
I apologize for him.
Something really important came up at the last minute.
Lousy mildew. That's good enough.
Well, thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Okay, Milhouse, how many Krusty autographs should I put you down for?
100.
Consider it done. You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig, dig, dig. This could be the start of something big.
Sweetie, I'm sorry, but Krusty isn't coming to dinner again.
Oh, man. Dear Krusty, this is Bart Simpson, Krusty Buddy number 16302, respectfully returning his badge.
I always suspected that nothing in life mattered.
Now I know for sure. Get bent, Bart Simpson.
Ooh, sex chat.
You've reached the party line. In a moment, you'll be connected to a hot party with some of the world's most beautiful women. Now, let's join the party.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Are there any women here?
Hello?
Are you a beautiful woman?
Do I sound like a beautiful woman?
This is not as hot a party as I had anticipated.
Read this.
Dear. Crust. Why?
It says that the little boy who never lost faith in you has lost faith in you. Krusty, you are going to Bart Simpson's house for dinner tonight.
But I have plans. Hey, not the faith.
Why, you maddening, impossible man. If you don't go tonight, I won't be here tomorrow.
Oh, all right, I'll go.
Oh, Krusty.
But I sure hate missing Schnapps night at the Friars Club.
Bart, wipe your feet.
Why bother? We'll just get dirty again.
I've got some good news. Krusty the Clown is coming to dinner tonight.
He is? For sure?
Yes.
God bless that clown.
You think it's him?
Hi, kid! Hey, hey! cute kid.
Oh, hi, Bart. I was just in the neighborhood. Why, Krusty the Clown. Oh, what a surprise.
Milhouse, you can come in and drop the charade.
Whoa.
Krusty, you don't have to be on tonight.
What are you talking about? Of course he does.
No, Dad. Krusty is our guest. Your pratfalls and punchinello antics aren't necessary here.
Really?
Yeah. Just relax and be yourself.
Oh, that's a relief. Go wait in the car.
Oh, we could have seen a monkey.
Who wants to say grace?
Why don't we let our guests do it?
Bless us, O Lord.
Hey, Krusty, would you do the honors?
Well, all right. I'm a little rusty, but I'll try. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem, min haaretz.
Oh, he's talking funny talk.
No, Dad, that's Hebrew. Krusty must be Jewish.
A Jewish entertainer? Get out of here.
Dad, there are many prominent Jewish entertainers, including Lauren Bacall, Don Shore, William Shatner, and Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks is Jewish?
Krusty, are you all right?
Yes, it's just that saying the bracha brings back a lot of painful memories. The old days. My father.
Hey, Krusty, you gonna finish that meatloaf or what?
Poor Krusty. He's like a black velvet painting come to life.
Krusty, why don't you tell us what's wrong? You'll feel better.
Yeah, spill your guts.
Yeah, come on.
Krusty, tell us.
Well, okay. First of all, my real name isn't Krusty the Clown. It's Herschel Krestovsky. My father was a rabbi. His father was a rabbi. His father's father... Well, you get the idea. My father was the most respected man in the Lower East Side of Springfield. People would come from miles around to ask his advice.
Greg Krestovsky, should I finish college?
Yes, for no one is poor except he who lacks knowledge.
Rabbi, should I have another child?
Yes, another child would be a blessing on your house.
Rabbi, should I buy a Chrysler?
Couldn't you rephrase that as an ethical question?
Is it right to buy a Chrysler?
Oh, yes. For great is the car with power steering and Dynaflow suspension.
Papa, when I grow up, can I be a clown?
No, clown is not a respected member of the community.
I want to make people laugh.
Herschel, life is not fun. Life is serious. Seltzer is for drinking. Not for spraying. Fry is for noshing. Not for throwing.
The Papa, can't...
But nothing. You do as I say, or you'll get such a zets that you won't even know what hit you.
Dad wanted me to follow in his footsteps, but the pull of clowning was too strong. I got my first big laugh at Yeshiva impersonating my father.
Blah, 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 Moses. Blah, 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 some prayer.
Boy, you don't have to follow in my footsteps.
Don't worry. I don't even like using the bathroom after you.
Why, you little...
Krusty, please continue.
Okay. My father tried to extinguish the comedy bug, but it was no use.
What are you doing in that bathroom?
Go away.
Open the door this instant. Hey, Gibbon.
Close the door. Then came my big break. A Talmudic conference in the Catskills, and I was the entertainer. But the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Do you know that my son, Herschel, was first in his yeshiva class? As a matter of fact, he was voted the most likely to hear God.
Oh, go on, Hyman. You're exaggerating again. You're so proud of your son.
A rabbi would never exaggerate. A rabbi composes. He creates thoughts. He tells stories that may never have happened, but he does not exaggerate.
My father would have never suspected a thing, but not for one rowdy rabbi.
Hey, funny man!
No,
Herschel. Herschel. Oi, weiss mir. You have brought shame on our family. Oh, if you were a musician or a jazz singer, this I could forgive, but this... I never want to see you again, you clown.
And I haven't seen my father since.
That is so sad.
Krusty, do you think about your father a lot?
All the time. Except when I'm at the track, then it's all business. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at you, Bart. Oh, isn't that fun? Oh, hey, whoa. Oh, 4th of July. I can't believe that little boy in the pictures is you, Bart.
Yeah, I got a lot of fond memories.
Yeah. Well, look at the time. Almost midnight.
Do you have any yearbooks?
No, that's it. You've seen everything.
So, Milhouse, know any knock-knock jokes?
I want to go home.
Maybe you better take Milhouse home.
Quietly.
Wow, the concert for Bangladesh.
Good night, Krusty. Sorry about your dad.
Don't worry about me. I'm a survivor. Hey, did I leave my keys inside?
No!
Oh, yeah, here they are.
Academy Award Playhouse now returns you to Hercules versus the Martians.
Welcome to our spaceship, Mighty Hercules.
Hello? Hello? Anybody there?
What's this? I hear a phone ring and all of a sudden there's nothing. I'm listening as there's no talking.
Hello? Mister, who are you? Why would they call you if they don't want to talk to you?
Junior look happy playing with his father? Didn't Scratchy Junior look happy playing with his dad until they got run over by the thresher? Wasn't that a beautiful cartoon? Oh, God, cut to a commercial.
Poor Krusty.
A man who envies our family is a man who needs help.
We've got to do something. Let's move. Reverend Lovejoy, we need you to help us find a rabbi.
Well, before you make any rash decisions, let me just remind you that the church is changing to meet the needs of today's young Christians.
No, we're not converting. We just want to find a Rabbi Krestovsky.
Rabbi Krestovsky? Oh, I do a radio call-in show with him every Sunday night.
Really? I didn't know that.
Gee, I mention it in my sermon every week.
Oh, that radio show.
Oh, yeah, it's all the kids talk about on Monday at school.
Oh, well, why don't you have a free T-shirt? You'll be the coolest kids in the playground.
We'll put them on later. Now, can you give us a rabbi's address?
Oh, sure thing. Let me just check my non-Christian Rolodex.
I bet the rabbi misses Krusty.
He'll be so happy he'll be crying in his beard.
Oh, yes.
Excuse us, Rabbi Krestovsky.
So, what can I do for you, my young friend?
We came to talk to you about your son.
I have no son!
Oh, great. We came all this way and it's the wrong guy.
I didn't mean that literally.
And in order to keep our broadcasting license, we devote Sunday night dead time to public service shows of limited appeal. In that spirit, we bring you Gavin About God, sponsored by Ace Religion Supply, where they say, if we don't got it, it ain't holy. With us tonight, once again, our very own three wise men, Reverend Timothy Lovejoy, Monsignor Kenneth Daly, and Rabbi Hyman Krestovsky.
Good to see you, Gavin.
Nice to see you.
Okay, and our first caller is from Shelbyville Heights.
Yes, hi. With all the suffering and injustice in the world, do you ever wonder if God really exists?
No.
Not for a second.
Not at all.
Great, good conversation there. Our next call now is for the good rabbi.
Hello?
Anybody there? I hear breathing, but I don't hear talking. What's going on here? Hello, mister? Hello, hello? Some people got nothing to do but call people and anger. There's all kinds of mishigayim in the world.
Okay, let's clear the board. Our next caller is a young boy from right here in Springfield.
Hello, my name's Dimitri. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
My question is, if a son defies his father and chooses a career that makes millions of children happy, shouldn't the father forgive the son?
I think so.
Yes, of course.
No way, absolutely not. Never, never. Who screens these calls? Who's in charge here? There's nobody in charge. They leave a building without people watching it, and anybody who wants could...
Don't worry, Leaf. I got a plan that can't fail. You know, my man, you're a genius.
I love my work.
Oh, the best charity is to give and not let other people know.
But what if your example encourages others to give?
Oh. Speaking of charity, Rabbi Krestovsky, don't you think it's time you forgave your son?
Don't you understand that my boy broke my heart? He turned his back on our traditions, on our faith, and on me. Get out of here, you little fisher.
Oi, this guy's tough.
Bart, we're going to have to outsmart him.
I don't know. He's pretty sharp. He saw right through this disguise.
What? Saul Bellow, the Nobel Prize-winning Jewish novelist? He wants to have lunch with me? It's a date. Izzy's Deli, 1 o'clock. I'll be there.
The French government wants to give me the Legion of Honor? When do I receive this prestigious award? Izzy's Deli, 1 o'clock. Thank you, Monsieur President.
Au revoir.
Are you kids ready to order yet?
Sorry, no. Just get us another bowl of complimentary pickles.
Watch how fast I go. And for you, sir?
Oh, let's see. I want a nice sandwich, but the Joey Bishop, too fatty. The Jackie Mason, I don't know. Sauerkraut makes me gassy. The Bruce Willis, I don't even like his work. What is this? Krusty the Clown?
That's ham, sausage, and bacon with a smidge of mayo.
What?
On white bread.
Listen, you tell Mr. Saul Bellow, the Nobel Prize-winning Jewish novelist, that I lost my appetite.
Could you direct me to President Francois Mitterrand's table?
You think you're funny?
50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong.
Oh.
Bart, we've been going about this all wrong. What's the one thing rabbis prize above everything else?
Those stupid hats?
No, Bart. Knowledge. We're gonna hit him where it hurts. Right in the Judaica.
Glub, glub, glub. Oh, Noah, Noah, save us, no!
This looks good, Bart. Take it to him.
You, I told to go away.
But Rabbi, does it not say in the Babylonian Talmud, and I quote, a child should be pushed aside with the left hand and drawn closer with the right?
Yes.
Then doesn't your religion command you to make up with Krusty?
But in Exodus, the fifth commandment says, honor thy father and thy mother. End of story.
Oh, it's hopeless.
Not quite. I got some dynamite stuff from Rabbi Simon Ben Eleazar.
At all times, let a man be supple as a reed and not rigid as a cedar.
But, my short learned friend, the book of Joshua says, you shall meditate on the Torah all day and all night.
All night?
Is it not written in the Talmud? Who will bring redemption? The jesters.
Sorry, my friend, I'm still not convinced. And this is hardly the time or place to discuss it.
Okay, Hobart. It's a long shot, but that's all I can do without learning ancient Hebrew. Bart, I am not going to learn ancient Hebrew.
Oh, Rabbi. Did not a great man say, and I quote, the Jews are a swinging bunch of people. I mean, I've heard of persecution, but what they went through is ridiculous. But the great thing is, after thousands of years of waiting and holding on and fighting, they finally made it. End quote.
Oh, I never heard the plight of my people phrased so eloquently. Who said that, Rabbi Hillel?
Nope.
It was Judah the Pious.
Nope.
My Maimonides.
Nope.
Oh, I got it. The Dead Sea Scrolls.
I'm afraid not, Rabbi. It's from Yes, I Can, by Sammy Davis Jr., an entertainer, like your son.
The Candyman? If a performer could think that way, maybe I'm completely upside down on this whole problem. Oh, all the years of joy that I've lost. Why? Because of my stubborn ways.
There, Rabbi.
It's not too late.
Hey, kids! Today's show is gonna be the funniest, side-splittingest cavalcade of... hell with a roller cartoon. Oh, yeah. My old friend's right next to my heart.
Hey, such a filthy habit.
Who asked you?
Father?
Son.
Papa!
Herschel!
Daddy!
My chick!
Oh, Daddy!
You're on, Krusty.
Boys and girls, I'd like to be serious for a moment, if I may. Spotlight, please. I just want... Come on, guys, I'm not doing a spotlight bit. Let's have a warm, crusty welcome for my estranged father, Rabbi Hyman Krestovsky. Lenny, a little reconciliation music, if you please. Oh, mine papa, to me was so wonderful. Oh, mine papa, come on, Dad, to me he was so good. You know the words. No one could be so gentle and so lovable.
I got something in my eye.
Here, take my hanky.
He always understood. We haven't seen each other in 25 years.
Oh, I love you, son.
I love you too, Daddy.
Yuck!